good morning and welcome to the program 1180 WFYL. It's a new day. Mike Levins here. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's a pleasure to have you. Talking about the headlines and everything that we possibly can in a two-hour slot that's happening in your world today. And from a Christian perspective, you could call in at 610-539-TALK. That's 610-539-TALK. I don't necessarily stay up to date on every headline that has happened. You know, one that has been going on, and we'll go ahead, we could talk a little bit about this a little later in the program, but the whole Duggar story with 19 kids and counting. Apparently, Josh Duggar, one of the Duggar children, I guess, was apparently molesting some of his sisters, if I understand that story correctly. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. It's a new day, though, and, you know, we're going to talk about that a little later. I don't always stay up to date on all the stories that come out there in the news because there's so many stories, but we are going to go ahead and talk a little bit about that because it's important. I believe it's important because there's such a highly publicized Christian family. There needs to be something said about it, and we're going to get into that a little later in the program, okay? So stick around for that because I know that that's made some headlines and people are saying, well, they've been targeted because they're a Christian family. Well, we're gonna take a comprehensive look at that. And again, that number to call in, 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK. Before we get to that, though, we've got another story that I want to touch on this morning. And now, how interesting is this line right here? Apparently, U.S. officials say there's no way to monitor ISIS. No way to monitor their online encrypted messages. And I'm going to read now. This is a quote from Michael Steinbach, who's head of FBI's counterterrorism division. There are 200-plus social media companies. Some of these companies build their business model around end-to-end encryption. There is no ability for us to see that, he said. We're past going dark in certain instances. We are dark. Now, this is according to a Fox News article that apparently there's free rein. That whole idea that everything you do on the internet is public, well, maybe that's not entirely true. But I will say this, though. I do think that the best strategy in the world for counterterrorism is to say that online communications are completely safe when they're not. And that's what I would think that this Michael Steinbach may be thinking. If it is the case that they can actually monitor some of these communications, which I'm sure that they can to a certain extent. With ISIS distributing its propaganda and recruiting messages to as many as 200,000 people on social media worldwide, U.S. officials warned yesterday there's no way to monitor these online encrypted communications. The officials appearing before the House Homeland Security Committee said while there are only several thousand hardcore ISIS propagandists, technology was complicating efforts to monitor them. Now, I don't know that I completely believe that. And I don't know that you do either. 610-539-TALK. Now, referring to the case in Boston this week, a man was shot and killed by police after allegedly plotting with another suspect to behead, you know, kind of lop off the head. That's interesting, isn't it? Local officer Steinbach indicated the 26-year-old suspect had gone operational. Quote, the targets that are out there, we are monitoring them very closely for any type of action. Any type of oversteps, any mobilization factors, and when we see those, we're not taking a chance. It's again, Michael Steinbach continuing on there. even if we have coverage, let's say, by, let's say, a warrant or a wiretap, they can then jump into a message box and then to another platform that's called dark space that we can't cover. And we don't know what those communications are. So it sounds like they're making some kind of subset. They're somehow leveraging messaging in social media applications. And it sounds like they're running their own applications somehow in the middle of that, or taking advantage of it. I'm not an IT guy, but that's what it sounds like. Lawmakers are told there are two types of radicalization. Slow burn, which can sometimes take years, and the flash to bang. And actually, Peter King, you know, New York Republican, and John Mulligan, the deputy of director of the National Counterterrorism Center, exchanged and testified, quote, "I would suggest, Congressman, that you are absolutely correct and that they believe they are able to operationalize people solely through social media." Quote, "They believe they can enter into the dialogue and provide the tools, and they are not getting into very complex tools." A recent FBI and Homeland Security bulletin obtained exclusively by Fox warned that police and service members were ISIS targets, and especially so during Memorial Day and upcoming federal holidays. Well, this is a Fox News article. Social media, social in a bad way. Now we have social media. We have Facebook, we have Twitter, we post, we put stories up there, we put interesting things, things that are patriotic from time to time. And it is so blatantly obvious, isn't it, that social media is used for more than just putting up pictures. And it is so blatantly obvious that social media can be twisted. And there are some deep, dark recesses in which you and I do not journey, where there are communications and fan pages and Twitter handles that may even be in another language that we wouldn't even know how to look up, and they are being used. It's a scary thought. But apparently, ISIS likes to tweet to one another. Social media even being used by the terrorists. They like to tweet and exchange Facebook messages. I never really was kind of a fan of social media to begin with. That's just me personally. I actually stayed off of Facebook for a really long time. I do have a Twitter, but it doesn't get as much use as it probably should. And I know that that's constantly changing, and people call me an old man for that. I'm only 23, you know. But because you ever notice that social media doesn't tend to be very social sometimes? And you would post something, maybe you're just expressing your opinion, and the outright hostility sometimes of expressing anything to have to do with politics, it's like your computer blows up in your face. And, well, and then, you know, then you have to go pick up the little bits of it around the room that just, oh, excuse me, my monitor just exploded. But why, how in the world can they not get a handle of this? I don't know why. U.S. officials warned that they have no way to monitor ISIS. Now, the scenario that probably is true to some extent is that they can monitor them a little bit more than they're letting on. I would think that would be a brilliant strategy to be able to say, we have no way to monitor these encrypted messages. And then they're monitoring every single thing that goes across any kind of social media. Surprise! We're going to just change that one around on you there, Ali. I'm just picking a name. I'm not saying people with the name Ali are necessarily involved with ISIS. So don't go ahead and sending me kind of hate mail or different things like that. But this is becoming an issue. that social media is being used for more sinister acts. Now, there are going to be a lot of people who are going to call for regulation, heavy regulation, which is ironic that because the Supreme Court just ruled in favor of a man who used social media to make veiled threats against his wife who left him, who used it and was vindicated under First Amendment privilege because they wanted to protect his First Amendment rights. So I see where this could go in protecting terrorist First Amendment rights and handling them in the same way that we'd handle an American on social media. It's astounding to think about. We'll follow that thought in a moment.
First Thursday of each month from 6 to 8 p.m. is Thrifty Thursdays at Homeworks Premium Thrift, and it's the place to be. Please come join us. Browse our 12,000 square foot store for gently used items of all kinds, apparel, household items, books, furniture, and appliances. We offer free pickup for large loads, appliances, and furniture. Have a question about life or need prayer? Ask us. We'll be glad to talk or pray with you. We are located in Douglasville on Route 422, and we are open until 8 p.m. every first Thursday. Visit us at homeworkspremiumthrift.org and on Facebook. Looking forward to seeing you.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
Mark 1:35. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. See, when he was being tempted, he prayed. When it was time to choose his disciples, he prayed. In Luke 6, he decided to determine the Father's thoughts. It says he prayed all night. When Jesus was faced with important decisions, he prayed. I have found that our stewardship most of the time involves us making important decisions. Are we praying first?
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.
So, social media is now becoming the avenue, and we know this, we know that social media has been the avenue of choice for terrorists to communicate. Now it's just being publicized that it is. Welcome to the program, 1180 WFYL, it's a new day, Mike Levitz here. You could go ahead and call in at 610-539-TALK, at 610-539-TALK. Now, U.S. officials are saying there's no way to monitor ISIS. No way to monitor their online encrypted messages because many social media platforms pride themselves. Their business model is based on their amount of encryption, apparently. And the Justice Department, the FBI, the CIA, whoever would be investigating, has no way, no way at all to track those things. Now, I was talking about social media now, and that this is becoming a growing issue. That social media is being used for means, and that now you're talking about, well, is social media going to be more regulated because of this? Because this is a perfect avenue for people to say that very thing, to add more regulation to the internet. Now, I was pointing out before how it would be hypocritical to do that, especially on the heels of a Supreme Court ruling that basically gave a man free reign in what he posts, whatever he posts, even if it is considered a veiled threat against his wife, saying it was rap lyrics, it was helping him cope with his depression. And it was pretty telling. Basically, he was making veiled threats of how there were tons of kids in an elementary school, and that would be a perfect target for a shooter. Yeah, that was the thing he was posting on Facebook. Now, you run into freedom of speech. You run into, all right, how far can someone go with this? And we should be able to talk freely about some things. Obviously, there are statutes against threats. But now, because we have not forgotten about net neutrality, the beginning of the government trying to regulate what is on the internet. Now, this is going to be a wide open door for government officials to argue that there should be more regulations on the internet. Maybe even, and apparently they can't collect as much data as we thought, but I have a feeling the Edward Snowden type knows more about this than we do, as far as the information that they can collect. But this will be used in an argument that there should be more regulation on the internet, and we're going to get into the whole safety, freedom, that divide. How much do we need to be safe and secure, and how much do we need to be free and ensure that we are going to be in a country that ensures those liberties as well as protecting us? 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255. But this is something that is now, and we all know that there are those dark corners of the internet. And some, who knows, have you ever heard of the deep web, where this could be used, and it's been in the headlines before? Silk Road, which is used for bartering of drugs online, apparently off the network, off the grid, if you will, somehow, and awful, even used anything you can imagine you could find. Even hitmen, if you wanted to, through this website, Silk Road, which is on the deep intraweb. So this is going to be a growing problem. And this is going to be the perfect lead-in for people to say that they want to regulate the internet more and more and more because of things like this. And online encrypted messaging, you know, kids may use it for just sending whatever in the world they want with no consequences, which is a problem, to one another. And then it just is locked away. But see, the problem is it's not locked away. Any IT professional will tell you that anything that can be done by a computer can be undone to a degree. But that's the headline, though. And then that's, what are we going to do about this? Is an interesting concept that there's no way to monitor ISIS's online encrypted messages. We can't spy on Osama bin Laden. I don't know that you would have wanted to Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda, I know. But there's no way to spy on Osama bin Laden if he was sending encrypted messages, let alone, I don't even know if you would want to know what those messages are, especially because of some of the stash that was next to his bed in particular. Some less than savory magazines by the great, to some, Muslim leader. Some would say he's not a Muslim leader, he's a terrorist, but some would say he is a great Muslim leader. Anyway, we're going to, so Josh Duggar, just so you know if you had not heard of this before, I'm reading an article from In Touch Weekly. Josh Duggar apparently confessed to his father, Jim Bob. And I don't know if you follow. I don't really follow these shows, you know, 19 Kids and Counting and all this stuff. It's just not my, it's not my cup of tea. It's not necessarily a bad thing, these shows. I mean, you know, it's just not my thing. But apparently confessed to his father on three separate occasions to multiple acts of sexual molestation against his sisters and a family friend, according to a new police report. And that was obtained by In Touch. The document makes clear that Josh was 15 years old when he molested his five-year-old sister and committed at least seven acts of sexual molestation. That's the facts. Just so that you know, the new report is from the Washington County Sheriff's Office, was obtained by In Touch using the Freedom of Information Act. In Touch is the one that broke the story, as far as the Duggars. And Springdale Police Department is the one who the report is from. Now, with fewer redactions in the first report, the Washington County Sheriff's document makes it clear that despite Josh's confessions, the Duggars waited at least 16 months before contacting authorities about the molestations, even though the behavior was continuing and growing worse. During that period, they did not get professional counseling for Josh or his victims. Legal experts apparently told In Touch that Jim Bob and Michelle could have faced 6 years in prison for their inaction if the statute of limitations had not expired. Quote, James said that in March 2002, who had just turned 14, came to him very upset and crying, the new report reads. James said that Josh had told him that he had been sneaking into his sister's room at night and had been touching his sisters in different areas. You know what that means. The report details that Josh went from sister to sister. Well, I don't have to read all of this, but that's the if you have not known, we're going to go ahead and talk a little bit about this on the other side of the break. Because this is such a, because they've known for their Christian beliefs, we're going to talk about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to It's a New Day, 1180 WFYL.
News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. Two former governors poised to enter the Republican presidential race. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry launching his second White House run later today, already releasing a campaign video.
We don't have to accept the weakness abroad that we're seeing today. We don't have to accept the slow recovery economically that we see here at home.
Then a week from this Monday, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush declares.
It'll take place at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it will be at Miami-Dade College in Miami. That is the biggest institution of higher learning in the country.
Fox's Carl Cameron. Boston police defending officers who shot and killed a man with possible terror ties, saying those officers did not look for a confrontation. A video showing
the officers walking up to the suspect in question, no weapons being drawn, just to speak to the individual.
Boston Police Commissioner William Evans. Fox News, we report, you decide.
A government of laws and not of men. John Adams, 1774.
Being considerate and generous towards the needs of others is important to God. From Scripture, we know that God loves a cheerful giver.
Hi, I'm Doug Floro, President and Certified Financial Planner at MFB Wealth Management. Blessing others can be a great motivation for us to consistently save and invest. Over the years, I have worked with many believers like you to help them develop a plan that allows them to give generously, save responsibly, and spend wisely.
For solid biblical financial planning, call MFB Wealth Management at 215-723-8999. MFB stands for My Father's Business from Luke 2:49, when Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business.
MFB Wealth Management, 215-723-8999. Also on the web at mfbwm.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Scott Newcomer with Christian Businessmen's Connection, CBMC. Are you a Christian businessman? Do you feel like an ambassador in your workplace? In 2 Corinthians 5:20, the Apostle Paul tells us that Christ followers are ambassadors for Christ. So do you feel like one? Do you know how to walk like one? If you'd like to learn more about how to be a marketplace ambassador, walking daily in intimacy with God, how to be discipled or disciple others, how to share your faith simply in the marketplace, how to apply biblical principles to your life, and how to have a group of like-minded Christian businessmen around you to encourage you, basically to be the man God designed you to be, right where you work, right where God has you, contact us at CBMC and get connected. Just go to cbmc.com or call me, Scott Newcomer, at 610-304-1493. That's 610-304-1493.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Walk to work, walk the dog, have the dog walk you, take a hike, take a bike, skate, dance, hop, jump, do the Humpty Hump, skip seconds, skip dessert, skip, skip, skip to my loo, don't skip breakfast, drink H2O, lower your sodium, raise the roof, shake your booty, stock up on vegetables, and don't forget to eat them. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Welcome back to 1180 WFYL. It's a new day. You can call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255, or toll free 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. Now, you know, with the whole case with the Duggars, Megyn Kelly of Fox News actually interviewed his sisters, who were victims in this case. And if you haven't seen it, it is, you know, it's interesting. His sisters actually come to his defense, and because there's a lot being said about him, but it's interesting. If you look right now, I'm looking, this is deadline.com kind of doing a little summary of the interview that Megyn Kelly did. And one of his sisters actually said, quote, I'm like, this is so overboard and a lie, really. I mean, people get mad at me for saying that, but I can say this because I was one of the victims. That was from Jessa, who I believe is probably one of his sisters, during the interview. It has already aired. That aired last night. In a telecast on the Kelly File on Fox News. What? Megyn Kelly interviewed two of the Duggars' daughters. Those Jill and Jessa, for the broadcast last night. And it'll be any time that the victims in this have been named. But all the police reports that have basically been released, that we were talking about before, they've redacted all the names of the victims. So this is big that they're coming out and that they came out and did this last night. Now, Kelly's interview, this is the article, with these two particular victims may make it tough for TLC to move ahead with any plan to kind of salvage the franchise. And as far as the show, this is going to be a big blow to it. And it's probably not going to survive as far as 19 kids and counting, but I don't think that that's the point here. I don't think that people are too concerned about that at this point. There were ideas, of course, of dumping the show and different things like that. The issue, of course, is that Jim, Bob, and Michelle, according to police reports, and as with all things, only the passage of time is going to merit what's necessarily true and what's not, but waited more than a year, though, to inform authorities of the allegations that Josh had been accused of against their daughters and others as well. So Kelly's broadcast raised some questions as to whether Jim, Bob, and Michelle, in an effort to nuke the spin-off idea as far as the show is concerned, sway their daughters to participate in this. But again, that's not... People at this point, if you watch the show, great. If you don't, though, that's where the majority of people are coming when we talk about this article. You know, and we talk about this article, especially on this program here today, from a scripture perspective, from a scriptural perspective. And, you know, a lot of people, they nail Christians as being hypocrites. A lot of people do that. And you know what? In some instances, yeah, there are times when Christians are that. There are. I mean, and it's just a fact. But there are a lot of times where that's not true as well. And one thing that we have to be oh so careful of today is that we don't label everyone in one category. We're so guilty of that in our society because of social media, the internet, whatever you want to blame it on. But of making snap judgments of what people are saying or what they believe or how they live their life based on one instance. So we need to stop and we need to think about every situation. I try to do that with anything that we talk about here on the program, as far as headlines are concerned. Time always reveals more facts that we did not know. And the spin, in a lot of ways, gets deflated when the passage of time occurs. Because now the emotions have set aside and everyone looks at the issue with a level head. Now, Kelly, apparently, she's quoted, she says, I think they needed to speak to somebody to get their story out. The story being that the information about their sons and daughters was, quote, released without their consent. So all those police reports, it was not consented to. As parents, you know, you sit there and you go, okay. Because there's two sides to this. There's a side that says, you know, as Christians, we are answerable to God, but there are still laws that we do follow. And while we may want to, and I know that the Catholic Church has been famous for this, especially with all the things that have happened with priests in the past years, especially with children, but that there is a need, it would seem, for Christians to want to handle things in-house. And what people forget is God has established the authorities, whether you like them or not. God, Scripture tells us, God has established the authorities in this nation to do just that, to be the authority and to enforce laws. And while we may want to handle things in-house, we can't always do that. Because if it violates a law, a legitimate law, because there is also the scripture where Jesus says that give unto Caesar what is Caesar's, give unto God what is God's. Now, that's referring to taxes, but if government makes it a law that we are to not worship Jesus, obviously we're not going to be able to follow that. Because that's something that's only givable to God. But other laws such as against murder or stealing or you name it. To respect the authority God has placed, we submit to those laws. And there may have, and we'll see what the investigation brings, but there may be some things that are pursued here, whether it's at the fault of the parents or whether it is at the fault of anyone else who may have been involved, which has not come out yet. We don't know. But time will tell. That's the one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is that there is forgiveness for everyone, no matter who they are. Even Adolf Hitler, there is forgiveness for Adolf Hitler. Now, whether he accepted that forgiveness, that's another story. But no one is too far gone. See, the problem that we have, whether it's a Josh Duggar or anyone else, is that when someone commits a heinous act, what society deems as a heinous act, they immediately become a leper. And the problem with that is, in Jesus' eyes, no one is a leper. No one is too far gone. In Jesus' eyes, grace is extended to everyone, no matter what they've committed, because we commit and we put different acts of sin into, like, categories. We have the really bad stuff, like murder and like what Josh Duggar is accused of here. And then we have the lesser stuff, like maybe telling a lie or cheating on your taxes. And then we have even lesser stuff, like maybe just telling a little, what we would call like a fib. It's like a lie grade two. And we put things into categories. And what we miss, and what a lot of people miss about what Jesus taught too, is that Jesus, the first person that we know of in Scripture documented who entered the kingdom of heaven through Jesus, was a thief dying on a cross. And that was a cultural taboo. And look, he's dying on a cross for stealing. That tells you how much the culture had disdain and disgust for that act. And yet Jesus offered him eternal life. So, we need to know how the scriptural precedent for addressing these issues comes at us, and comes at us in a way that we can't ignore. And that is that any sin, all sin, in God's eyes, it's the same. And that's the truth. And you're not going to be able to get around that. So, the same thing with this Josh Duggar story, the same thing with any other story, whether it's a priest or God forbid, any other kind of leader, because you never know in today's world. But that all sin is seen the same way in God's eyes, and that as far as people stand before Jesus, Jesus always extends grace. Doesn't mean that there aren't consequences, but he always extends grace and forgiveness for sin. Always, 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 no matter what, no matter how heinous we think the act is. And yes, even for Josh Duggar. Yes, even for Josh Duggar. Call me hypocritical. Call me hypocritical for making that point, but it's just the truth. That's the truth of the matter. We got to head to a break, but when we get back, we're going to go ahead and talk a little bit more about, well, You're not gonna believe, I'll just save it for then. You're on It's a New Day, 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty.
Jeff Bush here from Informed Family Financial Services, located right here in Norristown. Are you nearing the decision about Social Security? Are you aware of the unique claiming strategies available to you when it comes to your Social Security benefits? Don't make a snap decision. Give me a call today at 610-630-4495 to schedule your no-obligation consultation. That's 610-630-4495. Representative of USA Financial Securities, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Seniors and anyone connected with seniors, attend Chester County's Premier 50 Plus Expo on Tuesday, June 9th. WFYL will be there at the Church Farm School, 1001 Lincoln Highway in Exton, from 9 to 2 p.m. stop by our table and say hello. Free health screening, useful seminars, entertainment, all available for free. For more information, go to agreatwaytospendmyday.com.
Hey, Grandma, can you help me with my Common Core lesson on the Constitution? But the only part we're reading in eighth grade is the preamble and the First Amendment. I wonder when we'll get to study the rest of it. Didn't you say our founding fathers were wise patriots and wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to protect our freedom? This Common Core book we're reading says our founding fathers were racist and they didn't think women or blacks should ever be allowed to vote. She says, we the people, didn't really mean you and me, but some rich white guys. That just makes me feel terrible about our country. We need to change things.
Oh, honey, that's not true at all. Our country is the greatest country the world has ever seen, and our founding fathers worked hard to be fair to everyone. I'm going to call our school board and our state board of education and ask why they allow Common Core and this book in your school.
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call 484-678-2236.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
The turning point in the Pacific War began today, June 4, 1942. American intelligence intercepted Japan's plans to capture Midway Island and from there Hawaii. The outnumbered U.S. fleet ambushed the Japanese armada but was losing badly. It was not until American dive bombers sighted the Japanese carriers at the precise moment their planes had left to attack the Yorktown. In just 5 minutes, the screeching dive bombers sank three Japanese carriers and a fourth shortly after. This providential event turned the war as Japan was never again able to go on the offensive.
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the program. Mike Levins here. You're listening to It's a New Day, 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. And thanks for joining us this morning. You can call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255. I told you, you're not going to believe this one. We've got an interesting report. You may not have known this, but since we are talking about the Duggars, there's another issue of similar fashion of which we want to discuss here on the air today. You'll be astounded by this fact and what the Supreme Court allows to be on the internet. You may know, you may not know. It makes, in one way or another, when you're thinking about it, it's a legal loophole. But right now we've got Al Locke joining us on the mic here, and Al, tell us, what in the world is does the Supreme Court find allowable and permissible on the internet that our listeners need to know about?
Well, Michael, this case you've been discussing is a tragedy, but to me, a greater tragedy is that pornography is such a lucrative business. People are making millions, billions of dollars. Even some of the phone companies are allowing sex chat rooms where people are charged by the minute or whatever. The pornography available over the internet is terrible and very, very prevalent. People are making a lot of money off of that. But the Supreme Court has ruled in the situation that you're talking about here. Supreme Court heard the, and it was like 5-4, basically a very close decision, but the Supreme Court allows adult child pornography, sexual acts, as long as it's virtual. In other words, cartoons. They don't allow it between real children and real adults, but this is unacceptable because people are making money off promoting adult child sex. And this is it's a multi-million, billion-dollar business. And there's weak minds out there. There's young minds that are easily influenced. And when they see this, video graphics, movies, cartoons, they get it in their minds. It's all right. And they follow up with actions that hurt actual children. And this is an outrage to me. It's really hypocritical. It's almost like I think one of the justices who eventually ruled that virtual child adult pornography was all right actually said that it's society's sacred duty, I'm paraphrasing him, to protect its children. And I totally agree with that statement. But then he turns around and votes to allow virtual child adult sex.
In his mind, it is twisted thinking that that is some way to actually protect children by allowing virtual adult child pornography.
Well, you might look at it that way, Michael. I've been around a little bit. I actually worked in D.C. for 3 months out of the year for years and years. The Washington Post does in-depth reporting about a lot of things we don't see in our local newspapers, including the Philadelphia newspapers. And one of the articles they had in there was the liberal net worth of the liberal judges, Supreme Court judges, versus the conservative judges. And it kind of astounded me to see the liberal judges' net worth much more than the conservative judges' net worth. But when you rule virtual child adult pornography, there's huge amounts of money, and basically some way that money could find its way into the pockets of the people that are deciding these Supreme Court cases. I'm not saying it does. I'm just saying it's very suspicious when all the liberal judges have net worths higher than the conservative judges.
Well, yeah, and there's always a chance that whenever you make a political ruling, whether it's a judicial ruling or whether it's some kind of legislation that's passed, that whoever is involved in passing that legislation or that ruling is somehow going to benefit from that. It would, if that came out, it certainly would shake the foundations of some of our judicial courts, that's for sure. If something like that came out, God forbid that it come out, but that somehow a judge would be able to
true,
benefit.
I wish it would come out and they could impeach some of the people that are involved. But on the other hand, obviously, when you make a statement that society's sworn role is to protect the children, and then you vote basically to promote the sexual molestation of children, it's like something's rotten in Denmark, as they used to say.
Yeah, well, you know, what comes to mind, actually, is Ted Bundy. The reason I bring up Ted Bundy, there was an interview done by, I believe, James Dobson on Ted Bundy. And Ted Bundy, if you don't know, he's a serial killer. And one of the most famous ones. And he was garnered a lot of media attention. He actually defended himself in court. He was his own lawyer. But James Dobson interviewed him as he was basically awaiting execution on death row. And Ted Bundy attributed all of his murders. He said the thing that got him started, interestingly enough, was pornography. He said that what he was talking about, there are some things like we were talking about on the interwebs that need to just stay deep buried in the interwebs, but
they need to be taken off the internet.
Sure, and that stuff is there, and
in my opinion,
of course, and it has even some of it is even violent. And he was referring to that kind of content where it's pornography, but it's violent, and that's what he says. It's like that's how he got started. And it just progressed more and more and more. And this is from Ted Bundy. And he began living those out. Now, whether or not you believe he's telling the truth or not, or that's a talk for another day. But this is just from him, though, just straight from his mouth, that he started acting out what he saw and read, because these were like comics, if they could even, they're not comics, it's a sick version of a comic, but he started acting out what he saw, and that's how he got started basically murdering people. So to put it in perspective as far as the effect that this stuff can have on our people's minds is just astounding. So that just comes to mind when I was thinking about that. And, you know, even for the person who is involved in stuff like that, and maybe if you're listening, maybe it's just God always has grace. Always. But there doesn't mean that there are consequences for actions. Ted Bundy's consequences were his consequences. He ended up being thrown in jail and executed for his actions. Doesn't mean God didn't or couldn't or wouldn't forgive him. But there are still consequences for what he did. We're actually going to come in. We've got to head to a break here in just a little bit. But we're actually going to talk about our criminal justice system. We're going to have some special guests joining us on the phone, and we're going to talk about the state of the criminal justice system in this nation. Is it really doing what it's supposed to be doing? What I mean by that is actually rehabilitating criminals and getting them ready to come back in our society, not just being a house perpetually to keep them someplace and make things worse. We're going to talk about that on the other side of this break on It's a New Day, 1180 WFYL. Mike Levins here. You could call at 610-539-TALK, and you're going to want to stick around for this one.
Your family matters. This is going to be an epic year, 2015, for Your Family Matters. We are going to continue to protect your family, your faith, while we are having fun. We're going to bring cutting-edge news to you, the current events, current resources and tools that are going to give you the best family ever. So strap on your seatbelt and join me for this wild ride in 2015 on Your Family Matters every Friday morning. Don't miss us.
Norriton Township. This is AM 1180.
AM 1180.
WFYL.
King of Prussia.
Philadelphia.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. He called it a nice little tool, good for carving. A now dead terror suspect in a beheading plot, talking about military knives he ordered online in a federal complaint against a surviving suspect, his nephew. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers with more live.
Lisa, that nephew, David Wright, faces a conspiracy charge. In a recorded conversation early Tuesday, Raheem called Wright and told him he changed his plans and was instead going to go after the boys in blue. Reports say the original target was Pamela Geller, the activist who organized last month's Draw Muhammad cartoon contest in Garland, Texas, which was targeted by two Muslim gunmen who were killed by police, Lisa.
Thanks, Tanya. The Pentagon says there's no evidence anthrax was intentionally mishandled, but more labs than first thought, over 50 in 17 states and 3 other countries, got live samples by mistake.
We know of no risk to the general public from these samples.
Deputy Defense Chief Bob Work, as the CDC also investigates. He already sounds like he's in.
If I'm a candidate, I want to be the guy to beat.
Now, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush is planning a June 15th announcement to launch his run for the White House. Another former governor dives in today in suburban Dallas, where Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is live.
And Lisa, Rick Perry will gather supporters here in Addison to make his candidacy official. Even though he's been playing in political events with other Republican candidates for a while now, he spoke at a GOP economic summit in Orlando Tuesday.
Since I was governor, starting in December of 2000 through January of 2015, my home state created over a third of all the jobs created in America.
Perry is expected to tout economic growth here in Texas during his time as governor, Lisa.
Meantime, Eben, former Republican, Rhode Island governor, and Senator Lincoln Chafee, the fourth Democrat in the race. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
They haven't called off the search yet, but so far only more bodies found in the capsized hull of a cruise ship in China. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in our Asia Bureau.
Lisa, divers going from cabin to cabin searching for air pockets and engineers cutting open the hull in three places. Now officials say they will try to right the vessel, but 3 days on, hope is fading. 435 people either dead or missing, and the searches, not only in that location, some of the bodies found so far have washed about 30 miles downstream. Relatives desperate for information, but there is still no word why the boat sank in what is described as a squall of heavy wind and rain, Lisa.
Thanks, Alistair. What appears to be a tragic accident in the flood-stricken capital of Ghana, where fuel from a gas station streamed into a neighborhood, leading to an explosion that's killed more than 70 people. They're charged for cheering.
You did it, baby!
Henry Walker, one of four people who shouted out during a relative's graduation from Senatobia High in Mississippi. The audience had been told to hold applause until everyone graduated, and now the superintendent is pressing charges, misdemeanor public disturbance that could mean up to 6 months in jail and up to a $500 fine.
I can understand they can escort me out of the graduation, but to say they're going to put me in jail for it, what else are they allowed to do?
All four are due in court next week. A big brother, who's an army private, came all the way from his base in Germany for his sister's graduation in Utah.
I didn't know he was going to be here. He told me he wasn't going to be able to come. And, you know, this is the best. I'm so happy right now.
Madison Hughes calling it the surprise of her life. Nicholas Hughes will head back to Germany in a few weeks. Dow futures are lower after a rough day for world markets, rattled in part by the Greek debt crisis. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Jeff Bush here from Informed Family Financial Services, located right here in Norristown. Are you nearing the decision about Social Security? Are you aware of the unique claiming strategies available to you when it comes to your Social Security benefits? Don't make a snap decision. Give me a call today at 610-630-4495 to schedule your no-obligation consultation. That's 610-630-4495. Representative of USA Financial Securities, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Seniors and anyone connected with seniors, attend Chester County's Premier 50 Plus Expo on Tuesday, June 9th. WFYL will be there at the Church Farm School, 1001 Lincoln Highway in Exton, from 9 to 2 p.m. Stop by our table and say hello. Free health screening, useful seminars, entertainment, all available for free. For more information, go to agreatwaytospendmyday.com.